Hello everybody, I'm George Milan. Thank you for coming back to my channel. This is wishing a happy Independence Day to all Indonesians. I have been to Republic Indonesia, but my goodness, not since 2003, perhaps I'll go back. After the execution of those two Australians who caught smuggling, I said I wouldn't go for 10 years. Well, that 10 years has elapsed. But of course, we should think of all the other people who've been executed for that. And I don't blame all Indonesians for that. Not all of them would approve of that. That's another matter. Okay, so Indonesia proclaimed its independence on the 17th of August, 1945. This is the anniversary, which is not to say that all Indonesians approved. We don't know, because there's no referendum. They didn't have the Folksraad, as in like the People's Council, elected before that. And they didn't want independence. I mean, some of them did, and so on. But although I'm felicitating the Indonesians on their independence, it's not to say that I think it's a good thing at the time. I mean, it might have been a good thing to do now. But they were the Netherlands East Indies and should have remained so for some decades to come, because they were under the benevolent aegis of the Netherlands, a highly developed country, advanced in science and engineering and so forth, which was assisting them. And it's so lamentable that this came about. It was blatant that a democracy would not follow in rather a dictatorship. And that the Japanese did this for their own end. So Muhammad Hatta was the proclamator of independence, because, of course, parts of what's now Indonesia had been under Dutch rule for well over 300 years prior to that. So I went to a talk, when was it, in 2001, just for my first trip to Indonesia, by the late, goodness, what's his name, Benedict Anderson, who'd been there. And I think it was another video about him I saw. He said that Soekarno, in all seriousness, talked about Indonesia having existed for 350 years, overlooking the small fact that there was no word Indonesia, no concept of Indonesia, until the Dutch came along. The Company van de Verre Oosten, or the Verenigde Oost-Indische Company, began sailing there in the early 17th century with Java, purchasing land, forming alliances with local kings, sometimes conquering land, have its own army, have its own navy. So, they created Indonesia. The borders of Indonesia date to their period. Obviously, the Netherlands didn't rule the whole of what's now Indonesia till roughly 1900. And there were the Javanese and many other nations had different languages. Bahasa Indonesia, that language is only formulated in the late 19th century. And the Dutch, interestingly, didn't make major efforts to introduce their own language. There was a small elite of Indonesians who were educated in it. And the thing is, even the name Indonesia, obviously the Dutch fashioned that one, Indo, as in of the Indies, and Nesia, as in island in ancient Greek. So the islands of the Indies, because of course, in Europe, we still got the East Indies, and that was very vague. It's the modern subcontinent, as well as Singapore, Malaysia, Indonesia, anywhere in that region would be considered the East Indies, is not just the territory which is now called India. So the Netherlands, they introduced a lot of science and technology and medicine to them, improved their life expectancy, wide literacy and so forth. And there were bad sides to it too. Okay, and there was some exploitation, there was some racialist attitudes, there was fighting. And you might say, well, all's fair in love and war. Okay, if a soldier kills another soldier in combat, that's one thing. But to deliberately kill a civilian, that's different, that's murder. And some Dutchmen did that. Anyway, so there's no question that the sovereign right to Indonesia belonged to the Netherlands, which had done so much for them, which respected Islam, which did not try and take away their religion for them. And the Dutch Christian missionaries were not even allowed to evangelize amongst Mohammedans, but only amongst some of the animists living in the interior of some of the more jungly islands. And they did that. Okay, so the Japanese pretended they cared about Indonesian independence. They absolutely didn't. I remember an Indonesian said to me, you know, the Dutch were here for 300 years, the Japanese were here for three, but we hate the Japanese more because they are worse. But anyway, so that was it. So some people proclaimed independence and fighting came back. The British Army got there with the Indian Army, tried to restore lawful government there, even had to release some Japanese prisoners of war and rearm them because they just didn't have enough men. And fighting, and I shan't give you a blow-by-blow account of it, but the Republic of Indonesia proclaimed there was an Indonesian government. They have their own currency, the rupiah. And so to indicate support for the Indonesian government, some people would use that rather than the Netherlands East Indies guilder and so forth. Right. Crucial thing for Indonesian separatism was that the United States did not approve of the Netherlands' attempt to regain its sovereign soil in the Far East, and they were not going to get martial aid if they carried on fighting. Of course, the Netherlands had been very badly battered by the Second World War. You know, thousands of people killed. It was the initial bombardment, or Jews taken to the death camps or killed in fighting resistance. People debilitated by the Hunger Winter of 1944 into early 45 and so forth. So shipping troops to the Far East, and of kind of shock to the system, the hot, humid climate, the very unfamiliar landscape and language and all the rest of it. And then battling there for 4 years, alas and alack, their efforts were not crowned with victory. They even captured Soekarno at one point. All right, and Surabaya, as the Indonesian nationalists call it, the city of heroes. But they eventually managed to prevail. So that was the end of it. Some of the Indians who were fighting for the rightful government of the them, they went over to the side of the separatists. Of course, by no means all Indonesians wanted independence. Some of them were loyal to their rightful monarch, the Dutch queen and so forth. But unfortunately, they were defeated, especially the ethnic minority groups. They recognized that they would be oppressed and discriminated against the Javanese. The non-Muslims were worried about this as well. And of course, there were some communists on the other side. Yeah, so they didn't want communism either. Okay, so hundreds of thousands of people were killed. And finally, they were defeated. So Queen Juliana of the Netherlands had to recognize that they were no longer going to rule this. And obviously, it became an awful a lot worse for the people afterwards. So they could have carried on the path of peace and development, of progress, of lifting people out of pauperism, of spreading literacy, of building roads, of building railways, of building ports, of building airports, of improving medicine, extending longevity, and so forth, instead of choosing the path of violence, cruelty, oppression, racism, murders of people for being white or being mixed race, and so forth. And indeed, there were atrocities committed by the Dutch army as well. So, yeah, it's all over. And you saw the terrible kleptocracy it took over, which is quite predictable, which is more or less what Indonesia had before the Dutch came along. Not saying that it was entirely benevolent Dutch rule. But we see there was the liberal period and the ethical period from the late 19th century. They're really trying to improve things. If you want to know what it was like, you can read what Multatuli wrote about, you know, his satirical novels about being there in the Netherlands. So fascinatingly, how the Dutch language, as I say, is only like maybe like 5% of Indonesians maximum who could speak it, even to a low level, was phased out completely within 10 years. And these days you won't find any Indonesian there people who can speak Dutch. Some obviously Indonesians moved to the Netherlands some years after, are Dutch citizens and are intermarried and so forth. So yeah, you see the terrible bloodletting in, was it 1967? Which underscores just how much better Dutch rule was than independence. I'm not saying Dutch rule should have continued forever, you know, a few decades, and then come when Indonesia was ready for it, when democratic institutions had time to bed down, when it reached a sufficient level of economic development. All right. Well, anyway, so hail the heroes, Indonesian and Dutch, who fought for civilization and rightful government in the Netherlands East Indies. Anyway, thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecallan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.